Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan and in the Menards Film Room. Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com did so well last week filling in for Pete Bursich. We invited him back. What kind of film do you have for us today?
We're going to watch a little bit of Teddy Bridgewater. He's making his first start today, obviously. So we'll show you a throw that he made that I think is an all-pro caliber throw. And we're even going to have a special teams play to analyze today.
Let's get after it. Menards Film Room, Vikings Falcons.
All offseason, all training camp, Paul, coaches have been working with Teddy Bridgewater trying to get him to get all the mechanics down and do everything the right way. But in games, sometimes everything falls apart and you just need pure physical talent, superior talent. That's what Teddy Bridgewater shows on this play. You're going to see the Vikings in a 2x2 set, but we want to watch these two receivers down here. It's Cordarrelle Patterson wide and Greg Jennings in the slot. What I like about this play from the Vikings standpoint, from Norv Turner's standpoint, is it's a pretty easy read for Teddy because he's dealing with three defenders here, okay? And it's a simple read. It's an in-breaking route and an out-breaking route, and Teddy's going to go to the receiver who is covered by just one defender. Pizza's my favorite food.
Cool.
All right, so as we roll the tape here, you're going to see Patterson break in, and Jennings is going to break out. And all Teddy has to do is read which one of these two breaks open. And here he's going to hit Jennings on the sideline. Great throw and catch. It moves the chains. It's the first down. But watch this. What I want you to see is the trash that's around Teddy's feet, and it's not going to allow him to step up into this throw. Teddy has no space to throw this ball.
Wow.
This is all a flick of the wrist by Bridgewater.
No place to step.
Right. This is just a flick of the wrist. And you can see the velocity on this throw.
Wow.
Now, that goes for a 10-yard gain, but
wow,
that ball's in the air for about 30 yards, okay?
Yeah.
And this is just Teddy Bridgewater, great arm talent. Now, this is not a Teddy Bridgewater play. This is a Matt Cassel play, but he gets the ball to Cordarrelle Patterson, something that I think the Vikings offense can do more of going forward. We need to try and find a way to get Patterson involved. So here you see Cordarrelle goes in motion. There are no Saints defenders who follow him here. So Matt Cassel has a pretty good idea that this play is going to work and Cordarrelle is going to be open. And it's just a simple bubble screen here. And you have Greg Jennings who's going to block downfield right here. And then you have three Vikings linemen who release from the line of scrimmage. They all let their defensive linemen in front of them go past them so they can move downfield and block.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a great block here by Matt Khalil. Here's Matt Khalil right here. And he's going to have a great block on this defender. He gets rid of him. He's gone.
Boom.
Patterson cuts to the inside. And, you know, I mean, look at here. You have John Sullivan and Brandon Fusco down
Cordarrelle.
The field. So if Cordarrelle can cut this back inside, it's a big gain. It's a big gain anyway, 28-some yards in the chains move. But there's a good example of how the Vikings can get Cordarrelle more involved.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to face Matt Ryan in this game. There's one thing that Matt Ryan does not do very often. He does not throw interceptions very often. He only has three this season, but they all came against the Cincinnati Bengals. Matt Ryan senses pressure, and he's looking at two receivers. He's got Julio Jones, who's his best receiver,
yep,
and he's got Harry Douglas in the slot right here. Matt Ryan's read is this safety. Matt Ryan makes the right read because this safety has outside leverage. He's guarding against the better receiver, who's Julio Jones. Matt Ryan knows that Harry Douglas is going to break open in the middle of the field.
Yep.
The problem is he gets hit as he throws, and it's an interception.
Yep.
So lesson learned here is you got to get home against Matt Ryan. You have to pressure him, and if you can do that, you can make him throw inaccurately. There you have the interception. Now, we have to make Mike Prefer proud, and we're going to go over a special teams play because we're going against the probably the best returner in NFL history, Devin Hester.
Yep.
He had a punt return touchdown last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers actually have this covered pretty well. Hester is pinned against the sidelines right here.
Yep.
And you can see the outside leverage here by all of these Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, they have Hester pretty well hemmed into the sideline here, which is exactly what you want to do to him. But we're going to go to the end zone view. And when Hester catches this, this is why he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
That's a nice punt by Kanan.
It's a great punt by Kanan. And as we said, I mean, they have this covered pretty well. I mean,
yeah,
he's hemmed into the sideline here. But all Devin Hester needs is one little seam, and he's going to get through it right there.
Wow.
And he's gone. Now,
guys, look at that little bunny hop right here.
I mean, and this is all Devin Hester needs. He just needs one little crease, and he's gone. Now, one thing to remember is even if you're on special teams and you think you're out of the play, you still need to play hard. Look at this guy right here. Watch how he sticks with his block the whole way, and he's key to this, getting Hester free.
That's nice. Look at that. Little Deion Sanders at the end, too, with Deion in the building as Devin Hester found his 20th return touchdown, like Wobby said, an NFL record. It's interesting to note, from a punt coverage standpoint, with special teams coordinator Mike Prefer back for the New Orleans Saints game, the Vikings allowed 3 yards per punt return in that game. The previous week against New England, the Vikings had allowed 17 yards per return, and Julian Edelman had 2 returns that amassed 62 yards. It may be a hidden facet of the game, but I'm glad you put that in there, Mike, because Devin Hester changes games.
He does, and he also does their kickoff returns. Now, Blair Walsh leads the NFL in touchback percentage. I think you're going to see a bunch of touchbacks on kickoffs from Blair Walsh. And I understand that we want to be competitive and we want to challenge the best, but let's just not even kick it to Devin Hester. I don't want to worry about it.